before that area was really built up. Yeah. And all the people that lived in that area at that time were rich. Everybody out there was rich.
All your doctors and lawyers and inherited wealth.
Yeah, that's right. There. You know, so all the people came in there except for two or three. That's right. One fellow that Mr. who owned the TV shop, stereo center next door to Sapphire, was the cheapest man ever. We only sold hamburger steaks to, like, when we had Boy Scouts would come in, you know, like two or three times a month, you know, like kids' clubs, Boy Scouts, YMCA, and we would always serve them the chopped steaks, which was cheaper than serving, you know, sirloins and T-bones and stuff. And but would come in there and order one filet, the small one, 6 ounces. No, 8 ounces. The smallest back then was 8 ounces. And a salad for two. He would get full off of salad because it was free. And, you know, like we serve a salad on a big oblong dish that looks like a little canoe, but it was a big thing. And a salad for two was a great big thing back then, you know. And he'd eat all that salad, eat all the garlic bread and the toast that he gave
free.
And even, you know, coffee was free, you know, the first cup you paid for. He'd get at least 4 cups of coffee, salad for two, enough bread for 4 people, and eat that one little cheap steak.
Yeah.
So one night he came in there, and Mr. Jones was there, and we'd been telling him about Mr. and had a standard tip. It was 50 cents.
God. I bet y'all could have killed the hostess, whoever she gave him to, you know.
Well,
don't give me him.
Nobody ever wanted Mr. They didn't let a busboy serve him. It's that cheap he was.
Yeah.
One night he came in and we were serving Boy Scouts, and he wanted his one filet. We didn't have any left in there. Sold out. And he says, well, Taylor, give me a chopped steak. So we don't have but one. He brought his girlfriend in with him. Do you know he was so cheap that he ordered one chopped steak, a salad for two, and 2 plates. That was the last straw.
That is horrible.
The waiter went and told Mr. Jones, come in, Mr. Jones. He said, you see that man, I'm not going to wait at him anymore. He said, I can't wait at him. It's a friend of mine. He said, that friend of yours ordered a chopped steak, 2 plates, a salad for two, and he had that woman friend of his.
And yeah, he wants more coffee.
He said, eating all the salad, all the bread, and drinking all the coffee, and they're having one chopped steak over between the two of them. Mr. Jones almost went through the ceiling. He went on, he said, Ruff, now let me tell you one thing. He said, if you can't afford to eat in my place, don't come in my place. He said, I don't come over to your place and ask for high fives at a discount.
Did he stop coming?
No, he didn't stop coming in. And he didn't stop eating chopped steaks either. But he didn't ever pull that trick anymore, you know, like.
Yeah,
and that was a living end to me, and the man was rich.
I believe it. Hey, what we get over, I've been working, I was bought the steak now. What we get over there, we get some overflow from downtown convention business, which is good. Now, that's always okay. So what we get is these people come in from Euless and Irving and the Sticks. You know, and they never heard of steak until they got here to the big city. And they didn't know that you're supposed to tip 10%, much less 15%, you know. And you can tell, you spot them right off because they order their steaks well done.
Right off.
Yeah, and they don't take their cowboy hats off, you know. And I just go, oh, God, when I get one of those, another one from Irving, right?
I was in a place, one day last week. Some of the country's people came in there. They had, I don't know why you ever see people so filthy when they eat.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know,
gross.
The cracker wrappers.